I mean, I've got a little bit of adventurous vested interest in this fella because he did go.
Oh.
Well, he went through the school that I went
oh,
through.
Oh, no.
He goes very... And they won the premiership this year too. Well, I beat Pegs a couple of weeks ago down at...
Did you get along?
And I went out... In fact, all the masters... I think Bontempelli might have actually been. Were you there, Bontempelli?
Yeah, I was there.
They went all right, the boys.
Can we address him by his first name?
Oh, Marcus, of course. Yeah.
What, you couldn't spot him there? I thought you would have been going there with the autograph book looking.
No, I was talking to Joey Montagna.
Ah, right.
They went all right.
They did. They went very well. They had a great day. It was great for the Vaughan Cleary to finish up nicely.
Not sure about those new footy jumpers. Are they actually even a footy jumper they're wearing these days?
Yeah, it is. They've changed it up from the old ones, which is a bit interesting. But now it seems to have worked, I think.
Isn't the coach going to Assumption?
He is going to Assumption.
What's going on there?
Very controversial, Marcus.
Yeah. Marcus, apparently you play for the Western Bulldogs, too.
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, I'm just going to get this back on track. That was, I mean, you guys have had some...
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, we've had Bush and the Burbs. Now what have we got? What's that grammar school crap competition called? Jesus, let's get on with it. Anyway, you guys have played
some... Well, it's a Catholic school too, Ryan, which is quite appropriate.
Yeah, you guys have played
even
some...
Even your blasphemy.
You guys have played some very good footy this season, Marcus. Where does yesterday's win rank?
I think up there pretty highly. I think just the last couple of weeks, we really probably got back to the footy we played earlier on in the year, and it definitely goes up there, especially because we had a couple of blokes go out and had some really good contribution from other players that have come in to fill their spots, really. Yeah,
it's remarkable the VFL side. You have a look through it, and the number of names who have not only played senior footy but played really good senior footy, and we rattled off just a couple before. I mean, earlier this season, Honeychurch, Rovat, those sort of types of players, they've all at some stage this year made a really important contribution of a senior side, and yet no one, well, very few players appear to be a walk-up start.
Yeah, you're right. The quality and the talent below has been probably pretty good compared to last year. The healthy, competitive competition for spots has really probably helped the group develop holistically. And I think, like you said, they've all had a chance in their own right, and then obviously have obviously been still putting pressure on other blokes in the team to have them play well. So it all helps. I think it's pretty healthy for the club.
And it's good, isn't it, Marcus, to have a footy team, a footy club, where form below is respected and is encouraged by selection in the senior team. That it doesn't necessarily always follow that good form beneath the senior side is respected that way.
Yeah, you're spot on. It's probably gone a long way in how we've been able to play footy this year, that we've had that healthy competition. And the important point there was that the boys are being rewarded for their good form, and I think Bevo's been really good at doing that this year. I think I saw a stat the other day that most of the players on the list have at some stage played an AFL game throughout the year. So he's really spun the wheels really nicely and given every bloke an opportunity.
Marcus, well done on the win yesterday. I thought Port played possibly their best 15 minutes at the start of the game, then their worst 45 minutes for the season. What changed? Was it driven by you as a playing group? Port drop off? How did you see it unfold?
Yeah, I think you can sense, especially for us early on, having them score probably the first couple of goals of the game. I don't really think we went into damage control, but we just probably reassessed how we were going about it a little bit, and we made a few structural changes that probably helped us to get the game back on our terms. And from there, really, we just played Bulldog football, and it worked our way for most of the day.
What's Bulldog football?
I think what you see on the weekend, we like to play with dare and adventure and take the game on and really take it up to teams with our ball movement. And so far this year, I think we've been able to put it together nicely and really expose teams with our run and carry and, fast ball movement.
Just as a follow-up to that, I mean, we talked before about Luke Beveridge and how encouraging he is about player strengths, you know, really capitalising on that. It just seems like, and what you've just said there sort of underlines it, players are really thriving on the positivity rather than perhaps, you know, I guess at an AFL level often you tie in coaching with, you know, working on weaknesses and talking about things that you've got to fix up. But it seems like you guys also talk as much about what you do well and how to maximise that.
You're spot on. There's a lot of conversation and talk that goes into what it looks like when we play well and what it looks like at an individual level also. So it is strongly focused on, and obviously along the way to develop as a player, it's important you're getting your weaknesses better, but really putting your strengths to the fore and putting your full confidence behind what we can do as a team and as individuals, I think goes a long way and has probably gone a long way this year.
So Marcus, you're fourth. Sort of how exciting is it, and are you resetting goals?
We do, I think, reset week to week. I guess it depends on the opposition, what we want to achieve. But I think from the start of the year, our outlook has always been that we can sort of have no limits or barriers on what we could produce. And I think that's probably been it. Pretty evident in the way that we've played and our week-to-week form, that we've just really taken the game on to see what happens, and it's worked out so far reasonably well for us, but we do have a lot of work to do and really have to earn our way through the rest of the year.
People are waiting perhaps to see the Etihad Stadium form at some other venues, principally, I suppose, the MCG. I think, obviously, you'd have confidence that it's transferable from venue to venue. You're not just Etihad Stadium specialists?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that. I don't think many of the other boys really have sort of either. It's a good deck at Etihad, but obviously as a team and the more we grow, we want to be able to produce the same effort week in, week out, on no matter really what surface or what ground, yeah.
Well, you'd take a bit of confidence to that end from the win over the Swans at the SCG, wouldn't you? Mm. I mean, that's the absolute antithesis of Etihad Stadium, the conditions that day.
Yeah, you're spot on. And it's, I guess, important for teams now that if they want to be going deep into September, that you've got to be winning those away games and then travelling and being able to play well. So that was probably a big win for us, especially early on in the year. And it's probably given us a lot of confidence to go through the rest of the year. So we'll be doing our best to reproduce that at every opportunity.
There's great unpredictability when you get the ball inside forward 50. Mark, we're talking to Marcus Bontempelli, and yesterday, Redpath 4, Stringer 4, Cramery, now that he's back into the side 3, and Dixon 3 just keeps kicking goals. When you and your midfield brigade get the footy, it must be great to see so much movement and so many options, and they're all a bit different from one another when you look up to try and pick one out.
It is, you're right. There's so much, I think, flexibility down there that we've always got options, and that probably hasn't been the case in the past and probably been why we've struggled to score as well as we possibly could have. So for that as a mid, it gives you an extreme amount of confidence that when you're coming out, you know there's going to be something available. And when they're working together and moving and going well, it certainly makes our job as mids quite a bit easier.
Geez, Dixon's putting together a season. He's kicked 37 goals.
Fantastic player.
He is. He's been unreal, Dicko. He's had a couple of really good games and shot out of the box very nicely. And to see him continue it throughout the year and just compliment the rest of the forwards has been really good.
Where's that come from, do you think, Marcus? Like the improvement in Dixon?
I felt like he had an incredibly strong pre-season. I felt like he really set himself up nicely, and we see now most of the GPS data that comes back after games that he's covering the most ground and at great speed. So to me, I think he really put himself in the box seat to have a good year by putting in a lot of hard work over the pre-season, and I think he's reaped the rewards of that.
But here's another one of those players that I don't know who was, Rowan or someone asked you before, Marcus, about the coaching staff focusing what a guy can do, not necessarily what he can't do. Now you talk about his GPS data being up, and that's important. But if you look at Tory Dixon in isolation, you go, oh, he's too small, and he's not going to be a strong presence overhead, and I don't know whether he tackles enough and applies enough forward pressure and all that. But you've got a footy. He's at a footy club now that goes, forget about all that. He can find space, and when we get him the ball, he knows how to kick a goal. You look at what he can do, and it complements your footy team brilliantly.
You're spot on. It's probably credit to him as well. His goal-kicking this year has probably taken his year quite a bit further, and I think he's got one of the best goal-kicking percentages maybe this year.
He had 21 in a row. I was going to ask you, how devastated was he when he kicked a point yesterday?
Yeah, he might have been a little bit flat. it's just a credit to him that he makes the most of his opportunities, and we love kicking it to him because most of the time they're going through.
We might kick 50 by the end of the year. That's a great return.
Absolutely, yeah.
Marcus, Jake Stringer, is he okay? He came off with what I thought were broken ribs, a broken jaw, and a broken leg all at different times.
Is he okay? Yeah, he despite kicking a couple, had a pretty tough day. But I think he's okay. We were in today and he was in pretty good spirits, pretty happy, I think, with how he'd gone. So he'll be okay and hopefully be right for next week.
Melbourne next week. Etihad starting in the Twilight game on Sunday afternoon, mate. Keep up the good work. It's terrific to see you and your teammates doing what you're doing. Top four, as we sit here right now, who knows what might lay in store, mate. We appreciate you joining us on the show this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.